Dawson Bound. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Alan Moore continues to lead the quest. The two-time past champion left the Eagle checkpoint yesterday afternoon over 4.5 hours ahead of second-place musher Paige Drobny. Defending quest champ Matt Hall, veteran Laura Neese, and top rookie Vaborn Reitan round out the top five. They're among several teams that have departed Eagle for the climb over American Summit, down the winding 40-mile river, and up the Yukon River. The 150-mile run takes mushers and their dogs to the race's halfway point at Dawson City, where they get a 36-hour rest. The Yukon Quest Trail is typically remote and lonely, but as KUAC Zoe Rome reports, those who travel the route relish its beauty and serenity.
If you're like me, and you've been watching the Yukon Quest closely, really closely, constantly updating the tracker, watching from afar, and wondering, what's it really like out there? I've been kind of obsessed with this question since I started following the quest. And today, I finally got a chance to get out there on the trail with some Canadian trail breakers.
I'm Bob Duff, and I'm a trail breaker.
Every year, dozens of volunteers from both sides of the border forge ahead on snow machines to clear the way for mushers. This tricky task entails chopping up jumble ice with hatchets, rolling away down trees and covering dangerous glaciers with enough twigs and snow that mushers can safely traverse them. These intrepid teams explore and mark every section of the Yukon's infamously rugged trail.
So we go over mountaintops and down valleys and over sloughs, beaver dams, and it's 1,000 miles long.
For all the danger caused by wet, unstable ice, known as overflow, and glaciers, it's the untamed beauty of the Yukon, with its silent, icy waters frozen mid-tumble, that keep trail breakers like Doff coming back.
But there's so many places sometimes the trees arch over our heads and they cover it full of snow. And it's just kind of really magical and mystical, you know, to be riding through that.
The quest crosses terrain that few people will see except by sled or snow machine. And it's a gift, says musher Paige Drobny, who has run the quest 4 times and still finds new ways to see the landscape around her. As Drobny pulled out of the circle checkpoint, she celebrated her birthday with her dogs under the stunning night sky.
The other day was my birthday. I don't know what day it is now, but the other day. And leaving circle, it was like minus 30, I think, and the sun was just coming up and hitting the mountains, and the moon was still out. It's just like the most beautiful place, running with my dogs, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but where I was, so it was pretty cool birthday present.
Standing here on the Yukon River, surrounded by steep, pearly bluffs and lush, dense forest, and miles of icy river, it's easy to see why spectators, volunteers, and mushers return year after year to the Yukon Quest.
There's just so much, like, joy and beauty in it, like, pure joy that I don't, and pure happiness that I never had ever experienced before, before doing this before, so.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Zoe Rome.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.